And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks to our guests from Fort Riley. If you're missing that in the first half hour, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and get yourself caught up. Right now, though, I am here with Linda Teener, the Executive Director of UFM Community Learning Center. And Linda, I got a new catalog in my hand.
Oh, yeah. We're excited. This is a big year for us. This is UFM's 50th anniversary. And for a small community grassroots organization such as ours, being around for 50 years is a really big deal. So we are taking advantage of that and celebrating with the community for the whole year. You'll notice our catalog has a retro theme to it, and we were kind of fun. We had a local artist, Mal Hoover, design the catalog covers for us for the entire year. So this is the first one, the unveiling of our 50th anniversary year.
And so many activities. I guess before we get going too much, because for folks not familiar with what UFM is, we give a little background on that, maybe how it started and a little bit of history.
UFM is a community education and outreach program. We started with a group of K-State students and faculty back in 1967 getting together and saying, hey, there ought to be a way for people to be able to share their ideas and learn from each other and talk about the issues of the day in a neutral setting. And so very quickly that idea grew, and in January of 1968, UFM published its very first catalog. We go to the community every semester looking for people who'd like to share their ideas with others. So anyone is open and available to be teaching classes for us. They just need to contact us, tell us what their idea is. We will sit down with them, see if we think it's going to be a viable class idea, and help them put it together. And that's how we get our classes every semester. We do about 250 classes a semester on all kinds of things, everything from arts and hobbies, recreation, fitness, languages, cooking, youth classes, and we do a full session of swimming lessons each semester.
And it seems like what's really cool about UFM is it's very Manhattan, Riley County, Flint Hills roots. It started here. This isn't something that was an offshoot of something from somewhere else. This is kind of a purely Flint Hills thing.
It is. It grew here. It started here. It's developed here. And our motto is that we put the community in education. And we do that because the community provides the education. The community participates in the education. And it's we do a lot of fun classes and some things that are serious in nature as well.
And I guess talk about your involvement a little bit and how you got started and heard about UFM.
Well, I tell you, I taught my very first UFM class as a K-State student back in, dare I say, the 70s. And have been involved with UFM through the years. And I've been the director there for almost 28 years now.
And what is it that got you involved?
I like the sharing piece of that, the being able to freely share what you know with other people, the comings and goings, the ability to meet new people in the community, and to be able to share an idea that you've got and throw it out there and see who else in the community is interested in doing that. I'm teaching a class this semester. We're doing a section in the catalog called Class from the Past, and we're bringing back instructors from the 70s and 80s. Who taught a class and are teaching the same class again. And a class that I'm sharing a one-time offering is on mountain dulcimer. Back in the late 70s, I put together a UFM class on mountain dulcimer because I was learning it. I wanted to play with other people, and I didn't know anybody else who played. And so I threw it out there in the UFM catalog, and we had a group that ran for about 12 years.
And that really is the cool thing about the organization, it seems like, is that there is an openness to a lot of new and different things.
Mm-hmm. We don't turn away most ideas. I don't think we've ever turned away an idea that somebody had to offer a class or a discussion group to see what was happening. But in addition to the classes, we also do a lot of other kinds of community projects as well. Our mission is to both provide community education, but also to be a catalyst for community ideas that might develop into something else. And in the last 50 years, UFM has been involved with the creation and organization of over 40 community programs.
Very impressive.
Some of which are still around today.
Still today.
Yeah, People's Grocery started in the basement at UFM.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they are doing very well on their own today. And so we've been involved with a lot of things through the years. And we have a lot of special projects that we'll talk about later that came about because there was a need in the community to do something. And we saw it as an opportunity to help the community develop something new.
Brady Bowman here with Linda Tiener. She's the Executive Director of UFM Community Learning Center. They're celebrating 50 years, got a new, fresh catalog in my hands, very awesome-looking cover. And looking at some of the upcoming classes, and it's really interesting. A caregiver's Guide to Taking Care of Yourself, mm-hmm. Survive and Thrive with ADHD is one. Archery for Adults, that one caught my eye.
Yeah, it's a cool class. It's been going for a while. And our instructor is Olympic certified instructor, and he does a really nice job teaching archery.
That's good. So mm-hmm. if I took the class, I'm not going to be a danger to the public then. I'll be safe.
I hope so.
Very. I did have a bow and arrow growing up. It was a very basic, and I don't believe I hurt anybody. So, you know.
Do you realize just what an open door
you gave
me right there?
I know. It's purposeful. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. If you want to share some UFM memories, it's, again, celebrating their 50 years. Again, looking at some of these classes, touring kayak, skill enhancements. That sounds great. Bicycle drivetrain basics mm-hmm. with Manhattan becoming more of a bicycle-friendly mm-hmm. community.
Right.
That's very important. Scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
We got some folks who work with us here at Manhattan Broadcasting enjoy some scuba diving from time to time. So lots of great stuff there for people to enjoy.
Yeah, and I would say if you've got some memories about UFM through the years, we would love to have those. We have a special hashtag set up for that. So if you know how to do that sort of thing, our hashtag is 50 years of UFM, and you can share that on social media. We also, if you want to send us, email us pictures and stories from UFM's history, we're collecting that. We'd love to have that.
And you also have Talk 20 MHK in the February 1968 film series. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I do. We are hosting a number of celebrations through the year. And our January activity is Talk 20 MHK. That's a collaborative project with the Manhattan Public Library. It'll be held on Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. at the library. And the deal is, it's kind of like a Manhattan-grown Talk 20. TED Talk sort of thing. You have 20 slides, 20 seconds to talk about an issue or an idea that you've got. We have had a lot of really super ideas coming in for that. I know we're going to be doing something on beekeeping. I've not seen the full list to know exactly what the group will be doing. But in the spring, last spring, we did one on peaceful communication. We did one on kayaking. We did one on permaculture. We did one on tiny houses. So there's quite a diverse group of programs and activities that are available to hear about, and they are also all local. They are people from the Manhattan area who have something they want to share, and that'll be on the 25th of January at 7 p.m. at the Public Library. And then February, we are doing a 1968 film series. So every Tuesday night at the Public Library, who is also celebrating 50 years in that building, by the way, we will be doing a different film from 1968. And there will be popcorn and trivia games and discussion around that film. So you can call us, check with the library, or check our catalog to find out exactly what film is showing any night.
And is it a film about 1968?
No, it's a film from 1968.
Okay.
So I think we're showing 2001 A Space Odyssey. We're showing The Odd Couple. We're showing the Green Berets, and I forget what the fourth one is, but something every week different that happened in 1968 that talks about what was going on at that time.
Very, very important year historically.
It was historically a very important year.
Let's go ahead and go take our third break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Linda Tiener, talk more about UFM and their 50 years right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
That other movie was The Love Bug. That would be fun. That's Herbie, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Now
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
You're in on that now?
Now I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial.